Right, coming up to 4 o'clock here at a rapidly emptying McHale Park. And we have two intermediate finalists, and they will be Burrishool and Belmullet. Burrishool won the day's opening match, beating the Needle by 4 points, 115 to 14 points, in a match really where they looked the better team for most of the afternoon. The Needle stuck with them doggedly enough, though, you know, and didn't make it easy for them. And it was only really midway through the second half when Burrishool cut loose and they scored 1-4 without reply. That really sealed the deal for them. They won in the end by 115 to 14 points. The second game was a cracker, as we thought it might be. And it was a cracker, and then but that Belmullet came through in the end by 2 points, by 2-11 to 2-9. And it really, what that was a belter of a game. Wind was a big factor here at McHale Park today. The breeze is blowing very, very strongly. The flags are fluttering with venom there on the Bacon Factory end. It's such a contrast from yesterday. A fair bit of rain round as well, so the pitch was fairly slippy. First half didn't really give any hint about the excitement that was coming in the second half. There was a fair bit of niggle in this game, and then few tasty exchanges there in the first half. Kelchamaw had the wind behind them, and eventually they made it pay. Owen Lavan got two superb points. The first was one hoisted over from the left hand side with his left, superbly directioned over the bar. And the second one was a monstrous free. I'd say he was nearly 70 yards out when he hit it, and that went over as well. So Kelchamaw were 7-5 up at halftime. You wonder, was it enough? But then they stretched the lead to 3 early in the second half, and they looked like they were going places. Belmullet then struck for the day's first goal, a really well worked goal, a long ball in by Shane Nallin. James Kelly collected it, turned away from goal, but then threaded a beautiful ball through into Barrett, who was alone inside. He just rounded the keeper and slipped it into the net. And then Kelchamaw lost their midfielder Walsh with a straight red, and they looked in serious bother then. But they steadied themselves brilliantly when they got a goal. Killian Finn, I think, scored it, or it might have even been the fullback who got a kick on it. It was a shot that went in. The goal line was very crowded. It was very hard to see. Ball anyway ended up in the net, and Kelchamaw were level. Belmullet struck back. A second goal from Barrett got them back in the driving seat again. It really did look like they were home and hosed at that stage. But fair play to Kelchamaw, they didn't give up. They came back again. Donovan Cosgrove made a surging run through the middle. Looked like he had lost control of the ball at one stage around the 14-yard line, but regained control again and hoofed it into the net, and they were level again. 6 minutes of injury time, looking like we might have another bout of extra time after last night's Classico under the lights. But it was Belmullet who showed the greater composure coming down the stretch. Michael Keane knocked over a free almost on the sideline from the far side, and then as Kelchamaw were desperately trying to get an equaliser at the Albany end, Belmullet broke suddenly down the end. The ball ended up with Ryan O'Donoghue, the right man. He showed the right kind of composure as well, just lifting the ball over the bar with the fist. Put them two ahead, and that was it, and they won from there. So it's a deserved win. Belmullet are just being clapped off the field here now at McHale Park. They're through to the final, where they'll meet Burrishool for the intermediate championship title in 2 weeks' time.